Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, the Aaron Boone Report is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop at the Yankees, by Mercedes-Benz of Paramus on Route 17. Pick Paramus for your new Mercedes-Benz today, and by Casamigos. Casamigos, the tequila brought to you by those who drink it. The manager of the Yankees is Aaron Boone. Aaron, you bored waiting around? What's going on? How you feeling? Are good?
I feel good. I'm not bored. Kind of working through some things roster-wise and everything, so getting excited to go, though.
All right, first thing, will there be a change in roster based on opponent?
I would say it's maybe one pitcher or not. Frankly, we're still kind of working through, just through a long meeting.
We lost Aaron for a second. Yeah, go ahead. Try and reestablish with him. We're trying to reestablish with Aaron, who just came out of a long meeting, as he said. I see here on the screen, Trump, we had a very, very good negotiation. He, of course, speaking about China. So that's a positive. That'd probably be good for the market tomorrow. It'd be very good, as a matter of fact. Maybe they can get a deal, which would be nice for everybody. But let's get Aaron back here. The Yankees will sit and watch tonight, the hierarchy, and Aaron, as Houston will take on Tampa in a couple hours. If the Yankees win, if the Yankees already won, if Tampa wins, the Yankees will open here Saturday night at 8 o'clock. If the Astros win, the Yankees will open in Houston 8 o'clock Saturday night. So the 8 o'clock Saturday night is set. The 8 o'clock Saturday night is set. The only question is whether the Yankees will be home Saturday night against Tampa or on the road against Houston. So you haven't set everything in stone yet, is what you were saying.
Exactly. We're still working through this. We'll obviously watch the game unfold tonight and kind of, you know, try and really finalize as best we can overnight and in the morning. And of course, we have until Saturday morning when we have to turn in the final roster.
Give me a thought on the Minnesota series.
I thought we played really well. I thought our at-bats in the first couple of games, I thought our starting pitchers set a nice tone for us. The relievers did their job, but I thought our offense was really good from an at-bat quality, just kind of wearing them down a little bit. And then I thought in game three, it was really exciting to see us play as well as we did, where I thought the Twins brought it. I thought they played well, and we just kind of kept foiling them, whether it was Seve and our relievers making big pitches when they needed to, whether it was the handful of great defensive plays we made. We really played a winning style of baseball in that final game and kind of took them out of it and took the crowd out of it overall.
I agree. I thought they played well in Game 3. You guys played better. I agree. You made great plays in the field. You made some big pitches. Severino, bases loaded, no out, getting out of the inning. So I think you're absolutely right. Plus, Torres lifted his game. I thought he had a terrific series.
Man, Glaber was really special. You watch back and look at a couple of those plays and just the under control, the clear. Clearly, he loves being on this stage and has all the confidence to back it up. And it's really exciting to see him continue to grow into this star player that he is.
You know, it's funny. I'm there Friday, and I'm defending Didi, saying, guys, I'm telling you, he's going to hit in the postseason. I go sit in the seat that night. Didi has the worst at-bats of his life on Friday night. He looks terrible. And then I'm saying, boy, maybe I'm wrong about Didi. And then, boom, grand slammer on Saturday, and he looked like the old Didi again in the field. And the play he made in the ninth inning changed the whole ninth inning in the Chapman inning. Changed the whole inning.
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially because Chappie had to come in the eighth inning to get two outs. And, you know, they're a base runner away from there getting Cruz as the tying run, you know. So, and Didi foils that with the great play. But his at-bat starting in game two you know, he worked a couple of walks, which I think was big for him. And then obviously gets the one big swing. He gets the little dinker down the line. But then his at-bats in game three were terrific. Had a really good at-bat against Rogers, who's really tough on lefties. So I think it was good to see him kind of relax a little bit, and hopefully this is something from a confidence standpoint that really gets him rolling.
Yeah, I think the Grand Slammer was really big for him in a big way. We're talking with Aaron Boone. And you had to like what you saw from Tanaka. He looked like vintage Tanaka again, like always in the postseason.
Yeah, he was really good. I thought his split was excellent. Maybe one of his better splitters he's had all year. You know, he really leaned on his secondary pitches like he normally does, but maybe even more so. But the slider split, sprinkling in enough fastballs, he was really in control of the game, I thought.
No question. The Yankees played very well. All those walks the first two games were key, too. If you're going to get eight walks a night, I mean, your team's going to be hard to beat with eight walks a night. That's all there is to it. And the Yankees sit back now and wait. I know you're not surprised by Tampa. They're amazing what they do. Now, obviously, big game tonight. Let me get to the two topics of conversation. CC, where he is, it sounds like you're seriously thinking of putting CC back on the roster.
Yeah, he's definitely very much in the conversation. Had a really good side session where some hitters stood in against him. He looked really good yesterday, I thought. Was able to finish his pitches like he hasn't in a couple of weeks. And then he bounced back today. He came in, he felt good today, played catch, everything was normal. So he's put himself in position to certainly be a consideration for us.
Will you bring Hicks back as just an extra player, or would you only bring him back if you were ready to start him?
No, either way. And we haven't decided on it yet. You know, we're still having that kind of internal debate of what makes the most sense. You know, there's a scenario where he doesn't get back on. There's certainly a scenario where he gets on as a reserve player with the thought that, you know, he could certainly not only get into some games, but also eventually in the series start some games. So
gotcha.
We're considering everything with him. The good thing is we didn't think we'd be in this position with him at this time. He's worked hard to get.
Do you feel comfortable you can know where he is, though, as far as having not seen live pitching in so long?
I mean, that's the one thing, the unknown, that you're trying to balance a little bit. You know, he's had some at-bats in sim games down in Tampa the last week or so where, you know, he got 10 or 12 at-bats to try and work on his timing. But, you know, he hasn't played in games and it's been a while. So that's the thing you're trying to, you know, weigh, you know, the upside of obviously having an impact player back on your team, but having not played, you know, makes that certainly a debate.
You know, it's funny. You called this. We're talking with Aaron Boone. You called this. This was either in July or August. I don't remember which month. But you said Encarnacion is going to be a major player in the postseason. And of all the Yankee hitters, he was a guy who ran to the plate. He wanted to get to the plate and hit so badly, and they had no idea what to do with him. He looked so good in those at-bats. He was so confident, and you can see a hitter when he's brimming with confidence. He looks like, I'm surprised they got him out at all, to be honest with you.
He really completes our lineup. You know, he's so much to get through. You know, I think even in the last game, you know, I don't think he got a hit. I think he went 0-for. But you know, you got to work so hard to get through him. You've got to make pitches to get through him. And he just, he's right in the middle of all the length we're able to have in our lineup, and he's he's a wrecking machine.
He's confident. He looks you could just, he oozes confidence at the plate. I mean, he just some guys just look that way. You know, Albert Bello used to look that way. I mean, some guys just look that way where they think, you know what, I'm going up here to do damage. And every time he went to the plate at the stadium, he looked like he was going to do damage.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there is a confidence. There's a real understanding of himself as a hitter. He knows his strengths. He knows what he's looking for. He's fearless. And I think you add that all up and you got a really confident guy that controls the strike zone with a ton of power.
Did the walks from Stanton mean a lot to you that he took all those walks?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's critical. If he's able to do that, You know, that means he's obviously swinging at strikes, and if he does that, then he has a chance to really change the game when they do come after him. And so as long as he continues to do that and control his zone, it'll give him a chance to be really successful.
Anything that happened in the first series, anybody have anything happen, any injury, anybody under – did anything change for anybody? Do you have anything to be worried about roster-wise going, or are you healthy all the way through with everybody and everybody's ready to go?
Yeah, we're good. We had the scare with Britton, you know, where he was covering first, where we eventually got him out of that game, but he came out of that fine.
Okay.
He was better yesterday. He was better today. I don't see any issues moving forward. And, you know, I know a lot of talk about Chapman with the bottle hitting him in the post game. He's good to go and fine, so... we'll be okay.
All right. So, I mean, that sounds, you know, it's, are you surprised Tampa's still playing?
No. I mean, I guess after losing the first two games, knowing they're up against a great team, you know, that they were able to rally maybe a little bit, but I know how good they are. You know, we obviously play them a ton within our division, and we know they can shut you down with the best of them. From a pitching standpoint, we also know that they have versatile quality players. So we knew that they were going to be a tough out for anyone. And obviously tonight, you know, even though they're up against Cole, you know, Glasnow is and all those guys behind them, you know, it's going to be a battle and nothing would surprise me.
Well, as nothing will surprise you, especially after what we saw yesterday. How about the Cardinal game? I mean, the Yankees in 04 were down 8-0 in the second inning at Yankee Stadium against the Red Sox after the home run by Damon. I sat through that game, and that was a little bit like that, but I can't fathom sitting in that stadium yesterday where they get 10 in the top of the first inning.
Yeah, it was I was actually getting ready. I had just gotten home and was getting ready to settle down, and I looked up and it was 4-0, and I left the room and it was 10-0. So yeah, you kind of felt bad for the home crowd that it was over so quickly in a decisive game. But yeah, one of those crazy things that can certainly happen in the postseason.
You know, it's the rotation. Our home, forget the opponent because I know that's going to make a difference. But I'm not going to ask you to talk about a team that's not won yet like Houston. But what I'm looking at is home and away. Do you have certain guys like Tanaka you want to make sure he gets a start at home? Are you going to set this up with home being a big part, home and away being a big part of it, or not as big a part of it?
Not as big a part of it. Guys. In any place, if they play well, I feel like their stuff plays wherever we are. The biggest thing will just be, excuse me, setting our rotation and how exactly we want to line it up. But no, the park will probably not come into play much.
Okay, so you're not automatically going to say pitch Tanaka one so he gets a five at Yankee Stadium. You're not looking at something like that.
No, I'm not looking at it like that at all.
Okay. Okay, because I just wondered about him at home versus the other guys and who pitches home and away. But as you said, that's not that big. The opponent obviously will play into it. So will it impact the – is somebody sitting on the edge versus the opponent where it could change something, or is it really going to be the same roster against both teams?
You know, I'd like to say it's probably going to be the same, but as we kind of decide over that last spot or two – the opponent could sway that a little bit. In the end, I think it'll probably be the same either way, but it's still something that we're debating.
Does the rest concern you at all? Do you worry about that, the rest being too long?
I do not. And frankly, that's something that as a player or years ago or even when I took this job initially, that would have been something that I would have always had trepidation about. With this group, I don't worry about it at all. I think there's so much value for us in the rest, in the recovery, in the way we use our bullpen for them to have extra days off going into a series, I think is huge. I think our guys do a really good job behind the scenes, and it's a sign of the times, too, with the facilities and the things you're able to do to kind of stay sharp. I feel like we're able to do that better now than ever, and I feel like our guys are cut out for it. I totally expect us to be sharp and ready to go come Saturday night.
I kind of sense that your team gained some confidence winning that first series. Do you think that was a big help with what went on in the first series?
I certainly think that it adds to our confidence. But I look at this as a very confident, very hungry group that is, you know, on a mission. And, you know, the fact that we went out and got off on the kind of start that we did was huge. And I think hopefully it's something that does even give us a little more wind in our sails.
All right. Listen, good luck. We'll talk to you along the way. Thanks very much.
I appreciate it, Mike. Take care.
Thank you, Aaron. Aaron Boone, as the Yankees get ready. So they haven't made the roster yet. And as you heard him today, hasn't made a decision on Hicks. And Hicks could be on, not as a starter automatically from game one. He could start later in the series. So it doesn't mean that he has to start game one if he's going to play. I didn't get the idea from that Hicks was 100% on the roster. I did not get that. I got the idea CeCe's 100% on the roster. I didn't get the idea that Hicks is 100% on the roster yet. I did not get that. So that's what I took away from this. And he said that home away will not be that big a factor. The reason I brought that up is this. If they're in Houston, as we all expect they will be, and I'm still on that premise, if Tampa wins, I'll make the adjustment. But I expect to be with Yankees in Houston, which would mean home games Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm looking at it that I thought they might go Tanaka 1 so that Tanaka wouldn't pitch two games on the road, where he'd pitch 1 and then game 5 at home and let Paxton go 2 and 6 and then have Severino for 3 and 7. He might think the other way, I want to go lefty at Yankee Stadium, which means he could go Severino game 2, go him 2 and 6 and then have Paxton for 3 and 7. So the guy who doesn't pitch at home is the guy who pitches game 2 because he gets 2 and 6. Yankees will pitch 4 guys. They won't, 4 starters. They will not give anybody a start, I don't think, on short rest. So I guess Paxton could be a candidate, but I doubt it. So Tanaka would never be on short rest. So the question is, does he stay? And I got the idea they might go Paxton, Severino, Tanaka in the series. I would prefer they go Tanaka game 1. I don't think they will. I got a feeling it'll be Paxton 1 and then either Tanaka 2 or 3. I got a feeling it'll be Severino 2 and Tanaka 3. We'll see if that's true. We'll see if that's true. I doubt they'll wait to 3 for Paxton. I'd be surprised.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.